You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
So this guy just passed me. He said, Goggins, just be average today. Some of you just don't understand. Some of you have been average for so damn long, you don't know what it is to do hard work. But there's a lot of you out there who want to be much more than average, but just don't know how to do it every single day, the grind. You need to find someone to oil those gears up. So check it out. This is a mindset. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But there's a motherfucker out there who wants what you have, who wants the position you are, who wants the job you have, who wants the wife that you have, or the husband. There's someone out there hungry and wants everything you have. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But if it is, it's gonna be your ass. So make that a motivation for you. Stay hard.
Some people, it's attractive, and they go, I want to do that too. Like, you seem pretty happy despite all the stress you're under. Like, how are you doing that? And I'll tell people that, because I create my own bullshit, and my own bullshit's way harder than whatever I'm facing in the world, and that's how I mitigate the stress of success and pressure and criticism and all that stuff. Like, I do to myself way worse than they're ever going to do to me. So that's how I mitigate it. Also, I calm my body. I calm my mind through calming my body, and I calm my body through work. I make it work, and I make myself do things that are very uncomfortable, that I don't want to do. And by doing that, I develop this strength and perseverance. And some people hear that and like, I don't even want to do that. People are exhausting me. I'm like, I'm not you. I don't want to do that. And they just like, it takes them away from that. And I'm like, you don't even have to do that. Just go for a walk every day. It sounds like it's easy to do, but you're just going to, when that walk comes and look at your clock, oh, it's 8 o'clock, time to go for that walk. You're like, I don't want to walk. I would just rather play video games. I don't want to walk. I'd rather, like, read emails. I don't want to walk. I'd rather, like, scroll through TikTok. But if you just force yourself to go for that walk every day, you will develop mental perseverance. You will develop some tenacity. You develop the ability to force yourself into work. It doesn't have to be grueling. It just has to be a thing that you have to do.
It's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, when your wife and kids are on your ass because you don't know how to support them anymore. There comes a fucking day where push comes to shove. Where being mediocre, being like average and shit just burns. It sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day. And you get off your ass and you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out, but you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much pain and commitment. You were scared you're going to fail. You were scared if you started, you never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it until something hits. You get fired or somebody else gets success to remind you what you could have been. And then the spark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never going to be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, you're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet. That can happen at an early age. It can happen at a later age. It's going to happen to somebody every, you know, no matter what, it's going to happen to you. And when it does happen to you, thank your lucky stars that finally you're alive. It's time to unwrap the potential you can be. Superior, man. It's within you. It's within every single one of us. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it and they were willing to work their f***ing ass off to get it. It wasn't about the potential. It wasn't about the genetics. It was about the perseverance. And it wasn't about being the hardest f***ing worker in the room. That's what got them there. And it didn't happen overnight.
Do you ever have a day where you just think, I can't be asked to do anything. I'm not going for a run. I'm not stretching. I'm doing nothing.
Every day.
Yeah. So you have the thought, but you don't have the day.
Every day.
Do you ever let yourself have a day where you just watch Netflix?
Never, because
guess what? Good shit on Netflix.
I'm haunted. No, I can't do it. I can't do it. There may be some days I get up with poopy pants, and I'm like, you know what, man? F*** this, man. Like, what am I training for?
Yeah.
I have no race in the docket. Why am I having this such a structured life? Why? And I'm like, you know what? I'm good. I'm done. I retire every day.
Yeah.
I'm done with this shit. And I sit around, I say, okay. And then this is my thought process. So you want to be normal. So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them, being fine with being mediocre. You want to go back to who you were, huh, David? I'm like, that, man.
You have that conversation with yourself every day.
Not every day, it's those bad days.
Yeah.
It's those bad days. I see a whole bunch of people walking around out here. We have no idea how talented they truly are. Now I'm talking about talent, like some God-given ability. Talent that sometimes you have to hone, you have to work on, you have to harness yourself. And they just walk around just on their phones, just clueless to how powerful they are.
It's the moments in life, the decisions you make on a moment-to-moment basis that add up to be the guy or not the guy. Tonight, I did something, you know, that I feel more of a guy for me, who I am, my guy. You know, repeat that over and over and over again. It's just, one, it's a better life. You feel like more confident. You have a better sense of reality. You know, the way you go about your day is in a more productive fashion. You're more goal-oriented. They all just synergetically go together into a movement, a force that's very unstoppable, man.
You better make sure in the next season of your life that the person who walked away from you know what they're missing. You better do something so strong and so big with your life that they have to sit on the couch and say, that's the one that got by, man. I should have just stayed in there a little bit longer. I should have been a little more patient. I should have prayed a little bit harder. Do something with your life that makes them regret turning you away and turning you over.
When you watch television, waste time, hang out, fool around, and so on, all of that counts as well. And it's going on the negative side of your ledger. A person who has a great life, by the law of accumulation, is a person who's accumulated far more credits, more pluses, on the credit side than debits on the debit side. And here's an important point. If what you are doing is not moving you towards your goals, then it's probably moving you away from your goals. Nothing is neutral. Everything that you're doing is either moving you toward the things that you want to accomplish in life, the person you want to be, the wealth you want to accumulate, or it's moving you away.
Two forms of pain. Pain that breaks you and the pain that changes you. That's the pain of a change right there. That's the pain of progress. The pain that destroys you isn't this shit. It's later in life knowing you could have been more. And all that's left is you and the fucking mirror and tears of a possibility left that you allow to die. Own your fucking life, guys. You get every opportunity. There's no excuse not to be the hardest motherfucking worker in the room. In all your endeavors, schoolwork, the gym, your career, your relationship, your name's attached to it. It's gotta mean more than anything. That's your name, it's all you got.
The unfulfilled potential is the story of most people's lives.
It is.
Why?
Just be the best version of yourself in anything that you do. You don't have to live anybody else's story. Sometimes people make it seem like you have to have certain prerequisites or or a crazy life story in order to be successful in this world. But the truth is, you really don't. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you have or don't have, what you lack, what you have too much of, but all you need to have is faith in God, an undying passion for what you do, or what you choose to do in this life, and a relentless drive and the will to do whatever it takes to be successful and whatever you put your mind to. Make sure you live in the moment and work your butt off every single day.
Second place isn't an option anymore, guys. The more you give in here, the more you get out there. Why would you not want to give it at all? What else are you going to do? You come here and kill it right now? Or stay home on the couch? You know, watching the life pass by. I know it sounds like habitual what I say all the time, but sometimes you got it ingrained in your head. What else would you be doing right now? Taking the time off? Or taking the time to get ahead? It's just, that seems so simple to me, that solution, that the choice is there. If it doesn't seem so easy to you, it's because you don't believe in yourself. You believe in yourself, you want to be in here killing it. Because giving you that much more of a chance, because you believe you can come that. The people that don't come in here because they're tired and stuff are people that don't believe in themselves. That's why they don't see the asset of being in the gym to grow. They see it as a waste of time. Because they don't believe they can ever get there. So therefore, why take the precautionary steps to sharpen and hone the arsenal to really go to battle? Because they don't even want to go to battle, because they know they're going to lose.
If you can get a mental image of the person you would most like to become, begin now to act as that person would act in everything you do. Gradually, imperceptibly, you will actually become that person. It goes back to what the great German poet and philosopher Goethe once said. Before you can do something, you must first be something. Before you can do what you would most like to do, you must first become the person who can do it.
Well, I'm afraid to make a change, and I'd say, well, that's okay. That's understandable. How afraid are you not of not making a change? Let's make a little vision of that. You're 35. You hate your job. What's the consequence? You're not motivated. You don't want to get...
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl. It's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl. Happy Friday. It's Jen. Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts. Like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Out of bed in the morning, you're starting to get depressed, you're getting bitter, you're getting resentful, you're getting cynical, you're amotivated at work, you're not doing a very good job, and you're starting to shrink. Now play that out for 10 years. You don't change it, you don't fix it. And what happens? Well, it's not like it's going to get better of its own accord. What's going to happen to you? Well, for sure, at minimum, what's going to happen to you is you're going to be in the same situation, but 10 years older. And if you can't get out of that situation now, what the hell makes you think you're going to get out of it in 10 years?
I had a difficult childhood, but there's no excuse for people not being able to do what they want to do. You can do anything that you want to do. So if you're young, don't give up. Don't say the world is just against me. That's not true.
And the other thing that's so interesting about being alive is that you're all in. No matter what you do, you're all in. This is going to kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting. Because do you have anything better to do? Really? Why not pick the best thing possible that you can do?
If times are hard, good things nor bad things last forever. But most generally, we are in control of our own destiny.
If you will change, everything will change for you. You don't have to change what's outside. All you've got to change is what's inside. To have more, you simply have to become more. And then he said, don't wish it was easier, wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems, wish for more skills. Start working on yourself, making these personal changes, and he said it'll all change for you.
There's a saying, when the devil ignores you, then you know you're doing something wrong. Wait, I'm not done now. You know, the devil goes, oh no, leave him alone, man, he's my favorite.
Right.
Yeah. Conversely, when the devil comes at you, maybe it's because you're trying to do something right.
I'm always waiting for everything to be perfect before I live my life. As soon as these things line up, I'm going to live my life. You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life. That's what I've done. My whole life has been like that. Inside of me, it has been. As soon as it's all lined up, I'm going to show you myself. As soon as I've got it all looking the way I want, I'm going to show up for you. I'm never going to get to that where everything's okay, where everything looks a certain way. And in the meantime, I'm burning the best time I do have available. I'm burning that candle up. I'm burning this candle down, and I'm saying as soon as it gets bright enough or warm enough in here, I'm going to show up. But the candle's getting smaller.
Everybody's so crippled by decisions, but you never know how the other thing worked out. Let me give you an example. Let's say you don't go to college and you start this business and you were 100% right and it's huge and you're doing so great. Yeah. But because you did that, you had to fly to America for a big meeting and your plane crashed and you died. That would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Or you think you're gonna go to college because it's a good experience and you'll meet people, you can meet people in a business. You're not gonna know. I think people overthink decisions. You'll never know what the alternative would have been. So just pick one and do it.
And so all of a sudden you're sitting there and you're thinking, man, I thought my life was together, now it's in shambles at my feet. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not. It's all right. It's all right. You're not supposed to have it together. All right, those who go to college, get out of college, get a job, and stay in that job until they retire, then retire and buy property down in Florida, that's an anomaly. That's not normal. It happens, but it's an anomaly. And most of those people, you know, they might be really good people, but they ain't got cool stories to tell. And you don't get wisdom. You don't get wisdom past a certain point by living that life.
What is that thing that we wanted to accomplish? That thing you wanted to accomplish? That thing that has been gnawing at your gut? That thing that you think you have some passion about? That you want to take a crack at? That thing that's been in your crosshairs? That thing I'm thinking about, I want to accomplish it, I think I'm going to be good at it, or who knows, I think I could make something of this particular thing. You know what? One day. I'll do it one day. Okay, that's up to you. Or And I like this one better. Day one. This is day one. This is day one of that thing I have had in my crosshairs, that thing that I believe gets me out of bed, that thing that I run towards, that thing that I want to be passionate about, that thing I want to accomplish. Today is the first day. Today is day one.
There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might happen. And that's what people don't know.
If you believe it, if you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent, you could do this, then follow that voice.
Everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit in the car. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss. Your mind is telling your body what to do, and then you have control.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live, or breathe, or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you. But a lot of people, most people, don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it.
Like, let me see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man, get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day, get up, get up, get up, get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude?
The life you want is on the other side of a few hard conversations, and you're living a life you hate because you're too afraid to have them.
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times. We are now around soft men and hard times.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
You should be a monster. He said you should be a monster, you should be ruthlessly ambitious, and then learn how to control it. And it's that old expression, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
Your laziness is something that has to do with you. You're not connected to something deep enough. You don't feel the necessity. You don't feel the devil at your heels. You don't feel the fact that you could very well die tomorrow that will impel you to get something done. There's no necessity behind it. And the human animal, the way we were created, is when we feel pressure, we feel the necessity to get things done. We can move mountains, and we had plenty of examples of that in history. But when that pressure, like almost like a barometric pressure, releases, and we don't feel the need to get something done, we could become incredibly lazy because there's no necessity. So you have to create necessity in your life. You have to create the need to get things done.
Try to find a thing that you really enjoy. Try to find a thing that you're passionate about. Everybody thinks they're a loser. Every young person thinks they're a loser. At least a young person in the situation I was at. Like, I didn't know I wasn't a loser until I started winning. Until I started doing martial arts. Martial arts taught me that, like, I could get better at stuff. That I wasn't really a loser.
We all live in this world where our brains are keeping us in this box. Outside that box, on the other edge of suffering, which is all the others of that 40%, is a world that's endless of opportunity. But we are afraid to go outside that box because in that box it's comfortable. Outside that box, man, God gives you a shovel. And says, man, start digging. That's not fun. But when you dig your own path to all kind of stuff that's unknown. And that's why I started realizing, man, like on the other end of this is some beautiful stuff. So I got outside my box and realized, man, 300 pounds, now look at me, I'm 185 pounds. And on the other side of the box was all this stuff. And I didn't know it was over there until I climbed the wall.
I am a man with a point to prove, and I will go out and I will prove it.
Here we are,
yeah.
In front of that arena.
You know, if you have a clear, like, if you have a clear picture in your head of something that is gonna happen, and a clear belief in that it will happen no matter what, then nothing can stop it. You know what I mean? It is destined to happen, and that's what happens. You know what I mean? It's perfect.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.